One might argue that Thanksgiving leftovers are among the most delicious things on this earth. Is it just because the cooking is over, the kitchen is clean again, and the company is gone? Or do leftovers really somehow taste better? Joining us now is Kanta Schelke from the Institute of Food Technologists. She's the founder of Corvus Blue LLC. That's a Chicago-based food science and research firm. Thank you so much for being on The Pulse.
Thank you, Macon. This is lovely to be here with you and to talk about one of my very favorite subjects, food.
Kanta, what kind of food tastes better on day two or three?
Foods that contain a number of ingredients usually taste, a variety of ingredients, usually improve over time because each of the components sort of change during the cooking process, and the aromas and the flavor compounds that they release rejoin each other and form some very complex, what we call characteristics, tastes and flavors. And that's what tastes better and better over time. There's something else that happens, and that is these flavor compounds, the herbs, the spices, the reactions that take place during cooking, those compounds sort of cool back. And depending on how you have cooled and refrigerated your food, actually get back into the food and get trapped into this, you know, the starches and the proteins. The second time around, what you taste is not the distinctly different flavors, but the melded tastes. And that is what most of us call comfort food. So the mashed potato doesn't stand out, but it has also the aroma of the butter, maybe the dressing or the gravy that you had along with it. It's all now melded together and become mellow. And we humans love to taste mellow food.
What about texture? Does that change a lot? Does that change for the better, for the worse?
Texture is very important. Let's take turkey, for example. There's a reason why people ask us to remove the turkey from the oven and wait for a while. What you're doing is you're allowing the cooking to continue. But what you're really doing is allowing the protein, the collagen, the various juices to sort of cool down and solidify and trap the flavor. So as you wait, a little bit, as you wait and give it some more time, the aromas diffuse through this big bird and even the inside tastes better. In the case of leftovers, what you've done is actually chopped up the pieces into smaller pieces and hopefully put some broth on top of it. So when it cools, it picks up the aroma and the flavor of the broth and becomes tastier than the first time around.
What's the trajectory of leftovers? If the food tastes better on day one, does it taste better yet on day two? And then when does it start to not taste so great?
Most foods taste better 24 to 36 hours after they've been cooked, simply because of this continued process that allows the flavors to intermingle and the textures to ripen and mature. After that, deterioration happens. Some people like their foods a little riper, and for them, that may be good. But to the connoisseur, that food is on its way out.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Maiken. This was lovely.